It's time for the Mike Moore Show on 1210 Dakota Country, KOKK. Join the 2011 South Dakota Prosecutor of the Year, Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and Performance Radio's award-winning news director, Zach Nelson, as they talk current legal topics, issues, and occasionally...
Star Wars, it's got something for everything. So I have one of my witnesses, and there's so many distractions.
Right.
So I was thinking, when Porkins in Star Wars was going down the trench to destroy the Death Star, they say he was getting said, stay on target. Stay on target. Wait, and then he gets blown up. But I don't want my witnesses to get blown up, but I think I want them to stay on target.
Yeah, stuff like that. Time now to turn the mics over to Mike Moore and Zach Nelson.
Hey, there we go. That's why some of you weren't picking up. It is the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210. I'll do this again. That's right. We have no Mike Moore. Hopefully, Mike is here. Now, we had planned to do a live show today, and we'll get into what we're supposed to be doing on this live show in just a minute. And, yes, I will be stalling quite significantly for Mr. Moore to get here. He's never been late to court, as far as I've ever been known. But we do have to pass along some more severe weather, and this is something that throughout the day we're going to be keeping an eye on. There's one cell south of Interstate 90 that's been causing some issues. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Douglas County, southeastern Brule County, southwestern Davison County, southern Aurora County, and north-central Charles Mix County until 11:30 this morning. Severe thunderstorm was located near New Holland, or 21 miles to the northwest of Lake Andes, moving east at 45 miles an hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts with this storm should be near New Holland and the Storla area at around 11 o'clock this morning. Harrison at 11:05. Also Stickney at 11:15 and Corsica at 11:10. So something to keep an eye on here, and we'll keep an eye on that. Mainly an issue for areas to our direct south. So for those of you down in that area, keep an eye on that. I will very quickly switch over and get a look at this on radar, and then we'll get to the content of the show today. The major part of the cell right now is positioned, and I believe they had that wrong. I believe that's Aurora Center they're talking about. I was going to say Storla is on the north side of Interstate 90, but storm again could be impacting eventually that area along and west of Highway 281, extending now from just to the east of Platte and then Geddes north through mainly parts of Douglas County. Another storm back near Napier, Nebraska right now. And really, that's it. There's a little area of shower activity off to our west. That is not severe, but some showers between Miller and Wessington and to the south of Highway 14 this morning. So we'll keep an eye on it. A much better, more widespread chance of any kind of severe weather later on today as we go through the afternoon, especially if we can get the clouds cleared out and such. So that will be in the back of our minds here as we continue with the program. Now, if Mike doesn't get here, we will probably revert back to a previous episode of the Mike Moore Show from last month. We can bring you June's program in which we talked about the drug court, and that is something that we will also try to update you on here today. Of course, that drug court beginning at the beginning of the month, and if Mike decides to show up here and to his show, we will try to get an update on how drug court has gone. And I actually got a press release from Aaron Pilcher. Now, Aaron is a lawyer in town. He's also a member of the drug court team, and the Beetle County Drug Court did open it. They had a press release yesterday. They are accepting applications into the drug court. The doors opened on July 1st, and they are accepting applications to the program. Individuals wanting to apply for drug court should speak with their attorney. Drug court is meant to supervise the most high-risk, high-need offenders. That's not meant for the college kid that happens to be caught with a small amount of some sort of drug. Likely participants would include those who have been to the penitentiary before and those who have been on probation before and have not been successful. Now, drug courts generally have a high rate of success, and the program is intent. That is what Skip McQuethy says, who was a jailer and is now a part of the drug court team. The drug court does require regular weekly attendance to sessions and a minimum of 3 random drug tests per week, along with regular contacts from the drug team members. Now, the drug court includes a judge, a prosecuting attorney, a defense attorney, this is which Mr. Pilcher is a part of, treatment professionals and representatives from law enforcement, court services, and probation. Now, the legislature and the governor approved funding for the program in the past legislative session, but the funding does not cover all the costs. So the drug court model does rely on community engagement to help carry out that mission. Depending on the behavior of participants, they can receive either sanctions or incentives, and the incentives include things like free food items at local restaurants, $5 in gas, that sort of thing. But it might not seem like a lot, but it really means a lot to those people trying to put their lives back together. So if you're interested in donating to the Beadle County Drug Court, you're encouraged to contact Aaron Pilcher. He's an attorney with Blue and Hader Law Offices and a part of that drug court team. And you can give Aaron a call to lend support to the drug court, 352-6783, or by mail, P.O. Box 1414 in Huron, with the zip code of 57350. So, again, and I did send an invitation out to Aaron, did not hear back from him, so he was not expected to be here. Mr. Moore is expected to be here. Now, should Mike get here, we'll recap a little bit. He was out in New York doing some National District Attorney Association stuff. We'll also try to check in. I know earlier in the year they were also talking about efforts from the NFL to curb the string of domestic violence that was in the news with the NFL. We'll talk about that. They have a new intern in the office, and a number of you on the Performance Radio News page on Facebook, we had a story on a defendant that went through. He got a jail term that many of you thought was inadequate, for lack of a better term. We'll talk a little bit to Mike again if he arrives about what's all happening with that. We'll also talk with Mike about Dawn Elsher. She was the former Cottington County State's attorney, and Dawn now moving on to be a circuit judge in the Third Circuit. So, again, we will talk about all of that when Mike gets here. Also, we were going to talk about last month, but because of the way things happened with the planning of things, the horse abuse trial. I know, Mike, that was one of the cases that his office did not win, but they learned some things, and I know Mike was interested to get into that a little bit. Like I said, we'll talk about the drug court. And on top of going to New York to deal with some of the NDAA stuff, he was also recently took a tour of the Manhattan DA's office. And he says it is a vast change from what they do here in Huron, South Dakota. He says he's very grateful to be able to work in a place like Huron. So that is some of what we will try to get to, hopefully, here on today's show. I have reached out to Mike to see where he's at, and I'm hoping any second here that he'll pop in and go to that second mic. While we've got a little bit of time before we take our first break on the show, and again, a reminder, we will check in on that severe thunderstorm warning down to our south. Could be affecting areas over by Mitchell here shortly. Let me get this again. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 11:30 this morning for Douglas County, southeastern Brule, southwestern Davison County, southern Aurora County, and north-central Charles Mix County, again until 11:30 this morning. That storm was near New Holland, or 21 miles northwest of Lake Andes, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Should see that storm in the Corsica area at around 11:10, so just about now, and Stickney at 11:15 here this morning. And with that path, again, being relatively speaking to the east here, let me put this in motion and actually see the way the warning box is laid out is more of a northeast. And now it looks like it's trying to break off into two cells here, but that New Holland area seeing that storm, also nearing Corsica, and Highway 281 from Interstate 90 down south to the Armor area just to the northeast of Wagner. That's about the area where this storm is at. Actually, the storm just to the north of Lake Andes, and again, Lake Andes not included in that warning, but it will eventually be nearing that area. In fact, passing through the New Holland area right now with some heavy rain, possibly some hail there, and again, getting next to where there's two state highways that that meet up there. And I can't think the highways aren't listed here on the map, but I know that storm is just off to the north of that, and going through the Armor area. as well. So before we again take our first break here, that's the update on the weather situation. You can join the Huron Police and Fire Departments as they team up to raise money for the Huron Dare program. The inaugural Battle of the Badges softball game is coming up on Sunday, and we'll talk more about that after the break. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK.